This message was published July 15th, 2019. Taken from the CJB version, it's titled, Where Are You Going? From Isaiah chapter 6, verses 2 through 8. Woe to me! Have you ever come into God's presence and had the reality of your sin hit you so hard that all you can do is say, Woe is me? Isaiah knew that feeling well. He was given a vision of the Lord high upon his throne. Seraphim stood over him, each with six wings, two for covering his face, two for covering his feet, and two for flying. As the angels cried out, More holy than the holiest holiness is Adonai Tzvoat, Lord of hosts. The doorposts shook, the house filled with smoke, and Isaiah was sure he was doomed. If you have never recognized the sin within yourself, you will never see the need for a Savior. Yeshayahu, Isaiah's, first thought was his unclean lips, not only his own, but also the lips of those he lived among. The Father had redemption in mind when the angel removed a burning coal and flew to Isaiah. He touched my mouth with it and said, Here, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is gone. Your sin is atoned for. Jesus became the burning coal for us. Have you allowed him to touch you and remove your iniquities? If you have, how will you respond to the question, Whom should I send? Who will go for us? Are you willing to be used by Father to be sent? Where you are sent is not nearly as important as how you respond. You could be sent anywhere, to a group, an individual, royalty, or to the homeless couple on the side of the road who will ultimately want more than you have to give. You may be thanked, rewarded, spit on, or chased out of town, but if you are responding to God's call, the human response is unimportant. God will reward you when the time is right. Let Father be your GPS today.